My name is Michelle Oberholzer. I am an activist, I'm a singer, I'm a writer, I'm a housing advocate, and I've always been all of those things, but I never had a chance to become them until I came to Detroit. When I came to Detroit, I was in a heavy transition period in my life, and I was trying to figure out where I belonged geographically and in all kinds of other ways as well. I sort of fell backwards into the housing crisis in Detroit, and I think that what was unique about it for me is that I found myself very surprisingly in a position of being able to make a massive positive impact on people's lives, even though I was a non-expert. You know, I just happened to have the right information and to weave that the data that I had with the physical space and to know who to connect people to. And so it sort of evangelized me, and I went door to door literally, and I raised funds, and I was serving, but I was being served too, because I just wanted to have a purpose and be of use, and it felt really good to know that I was making a difference, and I still appreciate that so much. When I think about the future, I shuttle back and forth between a sense of fear and a sense of hope. Detroit in particular has a lot of unhealed wounds. I think that we have tried to allow time we try to rebuild and paper over some things, but I don't know that we have truly healed. And I think that's the work of our time and our generation, and that's something I am really hopeful for us engaging in the future. You know, we've lost this collective wisdom of how to heal, I think, and that can be an excuse for only so long.